Welcome to the KNUS Consumer Magazine, a weekly chat with local business owners in the Denver area. Stay tuned. The answer to your question could be just minutes away. Now here's your host, Mark Crowley, for today's edition of the KNUS Consumer Magazine on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the KNUS Consumer Magazine. I'm your host, Mark Crowley. Every Saturday morning, we're here from 10 a.m. until noon, bringing you businesses who bring you great products, great services. And it's getting to be that time of year where you're planning your vacation. Maybe you're going to Europe. Maybe you're going to the South Pacific. Wherever it is that you might be going this year, this is information that you must have in order to make your travel as safe as possible. I'm joined in studio today with Michelle Reisman and Jamie Reisman of Passport Health, and they have three locations, one in Boulder, one in Centennial, and a brand new office located in Lakewood, Colorado, and we are talking about the great services that they offer today. So welcome, guys. Glad to have you today.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's kind of just start out with talking about the name of the company, because I think that is really kind of key to this whole process. Passport Health. Talk about how that got started. Michelle, let's start with you. Or Jamie, okay? We'll go
sure.
to you first.
Okay. Well, actually, a nurse in Baltimore was working in a hospital and was seeing a lot of folks traveling internationally. And she decided that, boy, this is something that really, you know, that we need to fit this need. And she started Passport Health, and it turned into a franchise and now is nationwide. And we run the Colorado franchise at this point. You know, just seeing folks who are traveling overseas, that's our core business, that's what we do. And we make sure that they're educated and informed before they leave.
Well, and I think that as our listeners get through this process today, they're going to find out that you guys are a much more comprehensive location on the immunization side, particularly than I've ever seen before, really. So let's go a little bit with your background. Michelle, talk a little bit about your medical background to kind of give our listeners an idea of who you guys really are.
Well, I was working in the operating room, and I decided I needed a change of pace, and I had been looking through my nursing journal, and I saw that there was such thing as Passport Health, and I thought, what an interesting concept, and I thought I would really like to do something like that here in the Denver area. When we investigated it, we found out that the franchise was up for sale here in the Denver area, so that is how we came about it. And I love travel. I love meeting with people. I used to work in the operating room, and all my patients were asleep. So my patients are not asleep anymore. So I really enjoy meeting with the clients that are traveling. It's just a fun thing to do. And people are excited about their travel. They're excited about where they're going, Machu Picchu. They're going to such exciting places. And really, these are trips of a lifetime for them. And they want to stay healthy, and they want to know, what do I need? What immunizations do I need? But we do more, so much more than immunizations. We really do give them an education for the places that they are traveling. And we do really personalize their visit, where are they going, what is their medical history, what activities are they going to be doing? Are they hiking up Machu Picchu, or are they, you know, taking a trip down the Amazon? So we really do personalize it for them.
In listening to you talk about that, whether it's maybe it's Machu Picchu, maybe it's the Amazon, maybe it's just a sidewalk cafe in Paris, mm-hmm. It's different, isn't it? Everywhere you go, and for a traveler to maybe visit their doctor's office to, you know, get the necessary shots, as it were, to get that done, there's a lot of information that's being gleaned all the time from various resources around the world, and just not that the doctor's office isn't fully capable, but they're probably just not up to speed on some of the late-breaking developments. And Passport Health really prides themselves, from what I understand, on making sure that you have up-to-the-minute information on what's needed depending on where you're going to go.
That's true. Travel medicine is really a specialty. You can go to your doctor for some vaccinations. A lot of times the doctors do not carry those vaccinations, but we do. We have several different sources. We do have up-to-minute information from the State Department, especially if, you know, say there's a bus strike in Peru, well, that's gonna really put a damper on your vacation if you're going to rely on public transportation. We also get our health information from the World Health Organization and also from the CDC. Is there an avian influenza outbreak going on in Indonesia, which there is, but So we do have several different sources where we can get up-to-date information.
And what you said is true. I mean, the doctors, sure, they can go and do the research and figure it all out, but that takes a lot of time for them. And in fact, our primary source of referrals are doctors. They know that, you know, we know what we're talking about. We have the background and the training and the specialty of tribal health. And they know that it's better for them to send people to us, and then we report back to them what immunizations we've given their patients. And they're really happy about that. So we tend to see a lot of referrals from doctors and a lot of repeat referrals from doctors. So.
One of the things, as we were talking before we went on the air, that I think really, to me, shed a lot of light as to how Passport Health really does sort of fill that need, because you had mentioned that there was, I don't know if he was immigrating from England, is that what you said? Somebody from immigrating from overseas who needed a whole series of vaccinations in order to complete that immigration, and the average doctor's office is not going to have in stock that entire regimen of vaccinations. So you guys are in a position where you don't have to try to deal with storage of immunization over a period of time because you're cycling through it. Whereas an individual doctor, you know, maybe their tetanus would sit on the shelf for 18 months or something like that. And so there is an issue with making sure that everything's available to someone who needs it when they need it.
Yeah, that's right. Our FedEx and our UPS and DHL drivers are really happy because they see us every day. I mean, we have vaccinations coming in practically every day, and that's exactly what happens, is that doctors can't really stock, in some cases, very expensive medications and vaccinations, and we do, because we do go through them a lot, because we're seeing travelers every day. They're going all over the world and really need these vaccinations, and so we tend to give a lot of them.
My guests are Michelle and Jamie Reisman from Passport Health, and they have offices in Boulder, Centennial, a brand new office in Lakewood. The phone number to reach them, 303-442-8728, and the website is Passport Health CO, that stands for Colorado, PassportHealthCO.com, an amazing website. There's just so, as I was getting ready for this program, just surfing around the website was just an education just by itself, so I encourage you to just get on the website and take a look. Now, I want to kind of switch to sort of your counseling role that you have, your coaching role as far as this sort of thing goes, because one of the things that you do is spend an hour or so sitting down with an individual traveler and saying, okay, here's what you need. And people are probably a little bit surprised, well, you know, how long can it take to give me 4 injections or something like that? Michelle, talk about that.
Sure. People would say, you know, why am I here? Going to be here for 45 minutes to an hour? You know, it just would take a couple minutes to give me my shots. But we really do go through an education process, and that probably takes about a half hour to 35 minutes. But we don't talk just more about the immunizations. We do talk about, where are you going? If you're going to the Amazon, do you need something for malaria? We give you the appropriate medication that you need for going to the Amazon, and also according to your medical history, we do take that into account also. But we do give you the appropriate malaria medication. We go over the immunizations, and we tell you why you need them. You know, for going to Peru, no, nothing is required. Recommended, yes, and I'm going to tell you why it's recommended. But then you're always free to make the choice, you know, hey, I don't want to do that. Or, you know, hepatitis A, I think that's probably the most common vaccination that we give. It's food, water transmitted. It can be also transmitted through food handlers. So that is one of the main immunizations that we give. We also go over safety and health concerns that you can't get immunizations for, such as dengue fever. It's a mosquito-borne disease. No, there's no vaccine for it. There's no pill you can take to prevent it. So you do need to take your own personal protective measures, wearing DEET, wearing permethrin, wearing long sleeves, long pants, trying to keep covered up so you don't get bit. We also talk about food and water precautions also. What is safe to eat? What isn't safe to eat? What is safe to drink?
One of the things that really surprised me, and I learned this from you, what is the biggest hazard for people traveling to India?
Motor vehicle accident.
See, now, how amazing is that? You know, it's like, well,
you don't even think about it.
Exactly. You don't think about that, and you can't get a shot for it, but it's nice to know you guys have, you keep track of the statistics. You understand what's going on and say, hey, this may sound silly, but maybe you ought to wear your seatbelt when you're in New Delhi or something like that.
Sure, if the seatbelt is provided. That's really important.
Yeah, kind of hit and miss.
I just say, you know, if it's provided, just wear it, really.
So let's kind of bring it back locally a little bit, because Passport Health has a much more local role than I think most people understand. As I was doing the research, I was really surprised at the local flavor that you bring to the world of immunizations, and that's particularly in the area of flu vaccine. As most of our listeners are aware, two seasons ago, you couldn't get a flu shot unless you went to Passport Health. Talk about that.
Sure. Actually, Passport Health nationwide is the largest purchaser of vaccines next to the federal government. So right now we're looking at the 06-07 flu season, and our flu vaccine stock is secure. We've pre-ordered it, all of the Passport Health offices across the country, including ours in Colorado, are ready and raring to go for flu season. And actually, 2 years ago, when most folks didn't have any vaccine at all, we had 2,000 doses ready to go, so we could provide that to high-risk individuals, folks with, you know, people who had family members who were sick, or young children, or older folks. So we were prepared to do that, and that's really what Passport Health does during flu season. We do thousands of flu shots, whether it's through our public clinics in our offices, so they come to Boulder, Centennial, or Lakewood during our, you know, certain hours. We have public clinics. Or we do clinics for businesses and schools and everybody else. They just call us and set up a time. A nurse or two will come out and run through all of their employees, as many want the flu shot, they can get them. So it's a kind of a peak for the year for us, flu. But it starts in October and runs pretty much through the end of the year into January.
So if you're wanting more information, and I recommend that you get the information, whether it's a flu clinic, maybe for your offices, if you're planning a trip outside the United States, no matter what the scenario is, if you need to know if you're supposed to wear your seatbelt in New Delhi, you need to call the folks at Passport Health. Michelle and Jamie Reisman are my guests. The number is 303-442-8728. Their website, passporthealthco.com. Lots and lots of great information there. You can surf around, but really get in touch with them and find out exactly what you need. And I think for lack of a better word, it's just peace of mind, I think, just to be able, because so often you hear people, Michelle, who are getting ready to travel, and there's so much anxiety over, oh, geez, do I do this or do I do that? And one of your primary roles, going back to that, is that whole counseling piece to really set their mind at ease. And another aspect of that is knowing the right dosages and all that sort of thing. So talk a little bit about how all of that sort of comes together.
Well, just during the typical consultation, I discuss what, I go through anti-malarial medication, I go through anti-diarrheal medication, just because traveler's diarrhea, it probably affects about 60% of the travelers out there. So people are like, wow, there's an antibiotic that I can take that will help me with this. You know, a lot of them say, oh, I'm just going to take some Imodium. But there are appropriate antibiotics out there that you can take for traveler's diarrhea once you do get it. And there's also medication that helps prevent it that is just really coming out.
You can go on the web and get about 18 hits and find all kinds of different information about what vaccinations you need. And what we really do is bake that down, again, using that CDC and WHO and other sources, so that we're giving the most accurate and up-to-date information about where you're traveling and about what vaccinations are going to work against the diseases that are there. So, I think that's the key, is that the information we're providing, that education, is as accurate and as up-to-date as it can possibly be.
Well, and I think that it's really to your credit, and I was surprised when you told me that you're the second largest buyer of vaccinations next to the U.S. government, mm-hmm. And you would think that it would be one of the big name healthcare companies, that would be that they would really be doing it. So, what that leads me to believe is the fact that if you're buying that much medication, that you've got a whole slew of professionals doing all this research with the CDC, with the WHO, contacting the State Department, really understanding all of that. So Passport Health really does provide a lot more peace of mind than certainly going on the internet. And I still that blows my mind still when people they see something on the internet and, well, because there is a website, it had to be true.
Right, yeah. I mean, you get folks who just post their opinions of what they think is would work wherever they traveled to, or that, oh, in fact, they went and they didn't get sick, so nobody else needs to get a vaccination. And that's sometimes the problem, that we get a phone call, or we get a lot of phone calls, actually, of people who say, just tell me what shots I need. And you know what? It's just not that simple. Really, folks, you know, we look at what their medical history is, exactly what they're doing. You know, are they just going to be sitting in business meetings, or are they really going into the jungle and camping or canoeing up the Amazon? And, you know, it really comes down to specifics, and it's very personalized, so that, you know, if you just look on the Internet and try and figure it out for yourself, you're just not going to get that kind of personalized approach to where you're going, what you're doing, and staying healthy.
Our time is just about up, so first of all, I just want to say thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it very, very much. My guests have been Michelle and Jamie Reisman from Passport Health. They have clinics in Boulder, in Centennial, and a brand new office in Lakewood, so very easy to get to, easy to find. Their telephone number, 303-442-8728. The website, passporthealthco.com. So if you are a traveler, if you own a business and have employees and you'd like to set up a clinic for immunizations this fall, if you are just wanting some advice about what it is that you need, Passport Health really is that one-stop shop for nationwide health information, immunization information, and local immunization clinics. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, once again, 303-442-8728, passporthealthco.com. That's going to do it for this segment of the KNUS Consumer Magazine. I'm your host, Mark Crowley, so stay right there. We're coming right back right after this.